This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning.
I'm Steve Inskeep. Hundreds of people are dead following an Indonesian earthquake yesterday, and even as rescuers search for survivors, the country was hit by another earthquake today. And these are just two of four big earthquakes over the last couple of days. The others were in Samoa and Peru. All are considered part of the Pacific Rim, which has the world's most active fault lines. NPR's Richard Harris has been looking at whether the tremors were related.
You've got to wonder, did the first big one trigger the others? Ross Stein at the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California, says it's not a crazy idea.
The interesting thing is, any earthquake of, let's say, magnitude 6 or larger, sends out its ripple of seismic waves, just like throwing a stone into a pond. And for a magnitude 6 or larger, those waves encircle the entire globe, and every single sand grain on the planet is dancing to that music.
So when it comes to seismic waves, the world really is all interconnected.
But the tough question is, okay, you shook the region, but did you trigger an earthquake, which is something else?
That's much harder to do. In the case of this week's event, it's true that the Samoa quake and the Sumatra quake took place on opposite edges of a giant slab of earth called the Australian Plate.
However, the plate itself as a whole doesn't move. The plate is basically a thin slab of rubber sliding over honey. And it bangs and bends on the borders, but the entire plate isn't moving at once.
So there's no expectation that a single plate-wide event could be behind this 1-2 punch. Stein says the quakes, along with one in Peru, all occurred in places where big quakes happen a lot.
Would you expect them all to occur in a 24-hour period? I don't know, and I haven't looked at that.
But a colleague of his down the hall has looked at whether big quakes trigger other quakes. Tom Parson says the answer is a resounding yes, but with a very important caveat.
They tend to happen within about 1,000 kilometers of their source.
Which is 600 miles or so.
Right. And in this case, the Sumatra and Samoan events are more than 10,000 kilometers apart.
Parson has pored through the records of all potentially damaging earthquakes over the past 30 years, magnitude 7 or higher. He looked at more than 200 quakes in all to see if big quakes trigger other big quakes far away, and he simply doesn't see that pattern. So what can explain the big quakes this week? Well, Parson says there are on average 6 or 7 quakes a year with magnitudes greater than 7, so it's not too likely that any of these will happen on the same day, but it certainly can happen. Parsons has a simpler explanation for the large quake near the Indonesian island of Sumatra.
Of course, in the Sumatra area is very active at the moment because of the giant earthquake that happened there back in 2004. So if you were going to blame this most recent event on anything, I'd probably look at that big magnitude 9 event that happened then as the root cause more than the Samoa event.
That 2004 event was the quake that caused the devastating tsunami that swept across the Indian Ocean. And ever since then, we've paid a lot more attention to big quakes, even those that strike way out at sea. Richard Harris, NPR News.